This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli military struck the West Bank city of Jenin Friday, the third day of heavy fighting in the Palestinian territory. Israeli military said it struck Palestinian militants and killed a senior Hamas commander in the city. Such airstrikes, while common over the months-long Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip, have been rare in the West Bank. In the time since, Israel says that the raids across the northern West Bank, which have killed at least 20 people, mostly militants since late Tuesday, are aimed at preventing attacks. Palestinians see them as a widening of the war in Gaza in an effort to perpetuate Israel's decades-long military rule over the territory. The U.S. military took part in an Iraqi raid in the country's western region that killed 15 people as forces targeted suspected militants from the Islamic State group. That's according to a statement from the American military early Saturday. The U.S. Military Central Command alleged that the militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack, which Iraqi forces said happened on the country's Anbar Desert. It added that there is no indication of civilian casualties. An Iraqi military statement said the airstrikes targeted the hideouts, followed by an airborne operation. Two missiles suspected to have been fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels have targeted a ship in the Gulf of Aden. The missiles splashed down Friday nearby without causing any damage. That's according to the British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center, which said the attack happened 240 kilometers east of Aden. The Houthis did not immediately claim the attack, however, can take the rebels hours or even days afterward for them to acknowledge.